This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. I remember in high school, our psychology class teacher, Mr. Litch, conducted an experiment. Maybe you've seen this done as well. He had the class line up person to person. Then he whispered something, it was about two or three sentences, to the first person in the line. That person, in turn, whispered it to the next person, and then that person repeated it to the fourth and on and so forth to the next until it reached the end of the line. Then the last person was instructed to tell what she had heard, and it wasn't even close to what the teacher had started out with. And the point was, the information as it was repeated changed. The message got mixed up. I've always remembered that little experiment more than any that we did in that class or any other, and that's probably because I've seen it lived out so many ways and times in my life. Someone has said, the things that go in one ear and out the other don't hurt as much as the things that go in one ear get mixed up and then slip out of the mouth. Just like a little spark can destroy thousands of acres of beautiful forest, so one person with careless or reckless words can destroy lives. You've seen it in the office and civic organizations, schools, and yes, churches. It happens whenever and wherever people get together. The Bible describes gossip as a tasty morsel, and that's because we like to hear it, and we like to share it with others. It tastes good to us. Deep down, it makes us feel secure when we are insecure about ourselves. By putting others down, we imagine we are improving ourselves by being better than others. But you know, because like me, you've done it, gossip doesn't improve yourself. It really makes you feel worse. You hurt yourself when you hurt or potentially harm others. Now, I don't need to give you stories about how words have injured people. You know enough about what gossip has done in your life and to others. You've got the examples yourselves. Avoiding gossip, that's the issue. And that takes action. You can't simply sit there and listen and listen and listen and then pass it on. You've got to take action. So my simple solution to taking care of this problem comes from one of my favorite TV characters, Don Knotts, as Barney Fife, was actually talking about problems with kids being unruly, but his words can certainly apply to gossip.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
That's the best way to stop the spread of harmful words about people. How do you nip it? Proverbs 26:20 says, without wood, fire goes out. Without a gossip, conflict dies down. You destroy gossip by ignoring it. That's how you nip it. I remember as a boy overhearing my preacher in the church hallway after one of the services. A church member was about to tell him something unsavory about another church member. And the preacher stopped her. He did it in a polite way. He said something like, I'd rather not hear that. I don't want it to adversely affect my ability to minister to that person. And the lady didn't seem offended, but she did get the point. And so did I. His response has stuck with me all these years later. I'm not sure who originally said it, but this saying suggests that our communication should pass through three gates. At each gate, there's a guard who asks a question. You could only speak after answering these questions. So, first gate, the question is it true? Second gate, the question, is it necessary? Third gate, is it kind? If we would just stop and before we share some little bit of information, if we would let that guard ask each one of those questions to us, well, just think of the harm, the strife, and the conflict that could be avoided. So today, if you're tempted not just to speak, but even to listen to words you know couldn't pass through those three gates, think of old Barney Fife.
Only one way to take care of it.
Nip it in the bud.
Then join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.